I'd like now to welcome to the program Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Bienvenido.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what is going on? How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. I have a rain barrel outside my window, and it was dripping all night. So
excellent.
I was up early, and then early again, and then early, and then almost was late to be here. But I'm here, so.
You are indeed.
Yay.
Here.
Well, there's tons of stuff going on this weekend. This is Spanish Market Weekend.
Yes,
and
it is.
Contemporary Hispanic Market Weekend. So.
We did a show on Spanish Market, but we didn't do one on Contemporary Hispanic Market. The Spanish Market is traditional arts using traditional materials of northern New Mexico and environs. And what's contemporary?
Well, Contemporary Hispanic Market is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. And I think it's Saturday, July 30th and Sunday, July 31st on Lincoln Avenue. I believe it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. They are going to have all of their booths set up.
So it's basically just around the corner.
Just around the corner.
In
it's
fact,
happening.
You might not know when you've left one and entered the other.
Yeah. I mean, of course, traditional Spanish market, it's 60 years old this year. There's a lot of events sort of around it. You know, there's events at the Spanish table, and there's dance, and there's live music and all this stuff, and sort of separate, but I think equal now in popularity is the Contemporary Hispanic Market. Which is over there on Lincoln Avenue. And they're, you know, I mean, in terms of the events surrounding the actual market itself are fairly limited, but the number of artists and the kind of work that's being shown is, it's a great contrast. So there's, they're also releasing a book this year, Contemporary Hispanic Market 25 Years, which is showcasing 87 artists that have been involved in the market over the past, like, 25 years. And there's going to be, I believe, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. At the Community Convention Center, there's going to be a free preview reception and market awards ceremony in the Lamy and Peralta halls over there. So that event is today. And you can find out more in the Pasatiempo about both markets. There's some great articles about some artists that are featured in the Spanish market this year.
Excellent.
And both, I think, contemporary Hispanic and Spanish market artists are represented.
Santa Fe Concert Association 75th season opens this weekend with a special festival of song on Sunday at 4 o'clock, mezzo-soprano Isabel Leonard with pianist Joe Illick. And on Tuesday, bass baritone Daniel Okulich with pianist and composers Glenn Roven, Joe Illick, and Ricky Ian. Sunday, August 7th. We'll get to that next weekend. But anyway, lots of good stuff. You can go to Ticket Santa Fe, call 988-1234, Santa Fe Concert Association. And let's not forget Santa Fe Chamber Music. There's amazing stuff going on there. I want to go to every single one of them, but I'm going to three.
You're going to three? You've already picked them out?
Yep.
You've already, like, scheduled them and everything?
Yes, they're in my calendar.
You are so much more together than I am.
I would not say that.
Do you have a day planner?
No, I just have a calendar.
Oh, like
pages.
A digital calendar or a real thing?
Just a piece of a bound plastic spiral.
I have a day planner. I have an email calendar. And then I have, like, three different calendars on my iPhone, and I'm still a mess.
Well, that's because you have more than one calendar.
I have things spread out.
You just need one calendar.
Yeah,
a piece of paper with a spiral binding.
Yeah.
I've had the same one for 8 years, and it works.
It's the new too much information. That's
right.
What it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's technology is killing my social life. Anyway, Over the Rhine, this is a great group from Ohio. It's a duo. And they, let's see, they have a record out, The Long Surrender, which came out this year. And they are going to be performing at Soul Santa Fe Stage and Grill on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. It's kind of a mix of, like, gospel and alt country and blues and jazz and indie folk. And but I believe it's their second time here in the last couple of years. And they're gaining popularity, but they've been at it for 20 years. So I would recommend that show definitely. Also, Creativity for Peace is having their sort of awareness thing that they do every year this year. And this year they're doing something different. They're doing a dinner. And it is, let's see, what is it called this year? Oh, Feast for Peace, a cultural celebration of the Middle East. And it's, let's see, it's 5:30 p.m. Tuesday at August 2nd. Tuesday, August 2nd. There's going to be all kinds of great. It takes place at the Santa Fe Women's Club over there on Old Pecos Trail. If you go to the Creativity for Peace website, you can find out more information about tickets. But it's pretty much $15 at the door, so they're asking for cash and checks only, which I think is a good idea. But there's going to be food. I mean, tons of people are donating food. Cleopatra Cafe, Jumbo Cafe, Nile Cafe, Adobo Catering, Chef Emily Swantner, Nuf Al-Qasimi, who is with Santa Fe Slow Food. There's going to be Middle Eastern food. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. And there's going to be dancing, too.
Dancing is good.
And there's going to be some girls there, but they sort of have the option to sort of either be there or not because they're sort of... You know,
some of the girls from Creativity for Peace.
Yes, some of the girls from Creativity Peace, which are girls from Palestinian
Israel,
girls
and
Israeli
Arab
girls,
Israelis.
And some of them come here a bit fragile, and so this year they're instead of like last year where they had people talking and all this other stuff, they've just kind of let the girls do what they want this year, which I appreciate. So that's happening. What else is happening? SOFA
I'll tell
West.
You. Oh yeah, SOFA. We'll get to that in a moment.
Okay.
Youth Shelters of Santa Fe are having a multi-generational art and poetry benefit featuring Joan Logie, Rudolfo Anaya, and Ford Rufling. I can't read it very well, but and many others. It's July 31st, which I guess is Sunday. Enjoy food, drink, poetry, and artwork at Christ Church of Santa Fe from 4:30 to 7:30, and admission is free. Donations are gladly accepted, and it's all sales of the artwork all benefit youth shelters. And there seems like there's some great artwork there.
Yeah, yeah. Now, can I talk about SOFA West?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's the third annual Western U.S. edition of the International Sculpture, Objects, and Functional Art Fair.
SOFA.
Yes, SOFA. That's what it stands for. And it's happening at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. And this year they have this this part of the opening is the Intuit Show of Folk and Outsider Art, which I'm really stoked about.
Me too.
Because on the website you can go, there's a little section for the press or whatever, but you can see a lot of the samples of the work, and it's fairly interesting stuff. And it spans generations. And this one tends to get a little bit bigger over year after year. But there's a lot of people participating. Chicago galleries, California galleries, Texas galleries, St. Louis, Missouri galleries, and, you know, folks from here.
We're going to have a couple of artists and one art dealer from SOFA West on the show on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, I mean,
and
that's...
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful art. I went last year... Last year, and the year before, expecting, a lot of gallery art, whatever. It was fantastic.
Yeah. I did the same
Mind
thing.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was like, another one. And I showed up, and it was mind-blowing.
And if you're even remotely a creative person in any way and you want to just get inspired, you just go and take it all in.
Yeah. Some of the most interesting stuff are the sort of woodblock prints. The stuff that I looked at online. So I can't wait to see it all up in real in person. So if you go to the SOFA West website, you can find out more information about getting in and all that good
SOFAExpo.com,
stuff. SOFAExpo.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tickets are available online. So, and they're beginning at 5 p.m., I believe, on...
There's a preview on Wednesday
that's
open to the public at 7 in the evening.
That's
and
right.
Then it's Thursday, Friday. Was it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And tickets at the door, you can get tickets at the door beginning at 5 p.m., I think, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Excellent.
So.
And it's open from noon to?
Noon to?
Something.
Anyway,
you can go to their website for more information, but definitely a good thing to do.
Yeah. No, I can't wait for that. What else is happening? But there's a lot of gallery openings in and around Santa Fe also. Addison Rowe Fine Art on Marcy Street, right up the street from us, is having a show. Suspended Movement, The Female Form in Clay, Sculpture and Bronzes by Michael Young. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. New Allen Galleries in the Rail Yard, John Kiley, Inclinations, Glass Sculpture, and Ronnie Landfield, Beyond Colorfield Paintings. There's a reception from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. tonight, and that's up through September 11th. Should also mention in the Rail Yard that Junction, the new restaurant, is open. I believe they opened last week.
Is that where the Rail Yard
restaurant
is?
That's where the Rail Yard restaurant and saloon is. And this is run by the folks who brought us the Catamount. But it is not the Catamount. There are it's the menu is different. Megan Tucker, who's the chef over at Amavi, is sort of in charge of the food over at Junction. And I haven't tried the food yet. I went in for a really nice sort of watermelon cucumber vodka-y thingy, and it was actually very good.
It was a beverage.
It was a beverage.
When you start out with watermelon cucumber, I was thinking salad.
No,
none of that.
No, I don't like watermelon. I like watermelon juice, but I don't like watermelon.
Ah.
I don't like the texture.
Ah.
It's like eating a suitcase.
Oh, no, it isn't. It's like eating a delicious, wonderful, refreshing watermelon.
Maybe I'm just eating it wrong. You eat the green part, right?
Not that you know of.
Okay. Actually, they do make watermelon rind pickles, which are just drop-dead delicious.
Well, you're the pickle man.
Yeah, I'm the pickle guy. You already mentioned the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival. The Desert Chorale continues with great cathedral music, The Spirit Soars. And that is 8 p.m. at Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi tonight. And there's student discounts available. If you go to desertchorale.org, you can get information. If you go to ticketsantafe.org, you can get tickets.
And the Opera Voltsek opens tomorrow night at the Santa Fe Opera.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, it does.
Are you going?
Yes. It's the fifth one that I've been to. I went to The Last Savage twice because I saw the dress rehearsal before we interviewed the director, Ned Canty. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have a classic opera experience, go to La Boheme. If you want to have a contemporary art experience with Baroque music, go to Griselda. If you want to have fun and laugh out loud, go to The Last Savage.
Yeah.
It is so much fun. It's the most brilliant production I've ever seen. It's so good.
I was debating this in my own head and my mother, because my mother is moving here tomorrow.
Yay!
We're going to go to the opera together, and we were trying to figure out, what do we want to see? What do we want to see? And she kept saying that Last Savage looks good. And I was like, well, it's not really traditional.
No, it's not traditional. A lot of people have been saying, oh, it's almost a musical.
Yeah.
But guess what? That's all right.
That's fine. You know.
It's not as good as the Book of Mormon, but...
Haven't seen it. Maybe they'll bring it to Santa Fe Opera next year. Somebody mount a production.
The Book of Mormon is not going off Broadway anytime soon because
they're
making way too much money. I think the cheapest ticket price you can get is over $100 ticket to go to the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
I did buy the soundtrack and have listened to it approximately 50 times. And it's really, really good.
I have to borrow it. I have to hear it.
Yes, you do.
Because if I want a copy, I'll go out and buy it.
And we didn't mention Faust. Faust is also a wonderful production and great music.
Yeah.
I've become kind of an opera fan, despite my best efforts.
Well, Desiree Mays has mesmerized you. She's put her opera spell on you, and it's finally stuck.
It's
like
true.
A wet noodle.
I'm going to rerun the opera series in a couple of weeks, too, because every August they start doing a different opera every night.
Yeah.
And in one of those weeks, I play the opera series again on the corresponding days that they're doing the operas that night.
Oh, that's wise. Because
wisdom is what we
seek.
Yeah,
not a lot of people are like, well, I'll just go and hear the podcast. Not a lot of people do that.
No, some do, not
some
that
do.
Many.
No, I do. My mom does.
Excellent.
Let's see, what else is happening here? Oh, the 6th Annual New Mexico Jazz Festival. We've got that going on this week.
In case there's not enough music here for you already.
Exactly. And I want people to check out this show. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Daedalus, which is D-A-E-D-E-L.
Daedalus.
Daedalus. But it's spelled just slightly different than the Daedalus. But have you ever seen this guy?
Mm-mm.
He's awesome. He uses a manome, which is sort of a box. It's a box that's sort of got some open source software on it, and it's a square with buttons on it, and you create music. But this, it's a lot deeper than I'm making it sound. But this guy's been to Santa Fe before, and he's coming back. He loves his Victorian clothes. He likes to sweat a lot. He gets the crowd moving. Local DJs Satva and Gargamel are going to open. That's at 7 p.m. tonight at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. And advance tickets. I don't know if there's still any advance tickets, but if you go to soulsantafelive.com, you can get tickets.
Excellent.
And I'm sure you can get some at the door, too. If there's room.
If there's room. Now, don't forget Santa Fe Bandstand. What's happening with that?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I had it all marked here. Let's see. Of course, I'm not going to be able to find it. Here it is. Monday, Santa Fe Bandstand Summer Concert Series. We've got the Bootleg Prophets at noon, and that's on Monday. And then Monday night, we've got Jennifer Peterson and Creekstone, followed by local treasure, Bill Hearn, and his Roadhouse Review.
Yay!
And that's at 6 p.m. on the plaza. Bring an umbrella. Just bring an umbrella.
Yeah, just make it rain by bringing an umbrella.
Yeah. Yeah, don't poke anybody's eye out with it. Don't use it as a sword.
Correct.
Just bring it and use it to block yourself from the sun and the rain.
Have you been to Renaissance fairs lately?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I can't wait. There's one in September at the Las Golondrinas. Do you want to go?
Sure.
We can dress up.
Okay, I'll dress up as Rob DeWalt.
Okay, I'll dress up as Mary Charlotte. I have the perfect dress.
Uh-oh.
All right, on Tuesday, a Santa Fe Bandstand Summer Concert, alt-country band Joe West and Friends, followed by Paula Nelson. That's Willie Nelson's daughter, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. And that's at
Willie Nelson's going to be here in September.
In September?
At the opera.
Maybe he's already here.
That's true.
Oh, he's coming to the opera?
Yeah, he's doing a big benefit for, I believe, the Santa Fe Watershed Association.
I saw David Byrne at the opera. It was great. Well, I didn't really see him. He was really, really far away. But I heard him, and he sounded good.
That's even better.
Right. And so that's the Tuesday festivities. And then let me skip ahead, right? We've got Wednesday, the McLaughlins, followed by Blue Heaven Jazz Band, and that's at noon. And then we've got Valle Español de Santa Fe, followed by Los Pincos. Pincos? Latin Quintet. That's 6 p.m. on the plaza. God, there's just so much music. I don't really know. Oh, and then Thursday, of course, 6 o'clock, Jimmy Stadler, rock band, followed by alt rockers Cracker.
Cracker.
Yeah, and that's on Thursday. So that's your bandstand roundup. This thing only has a few weeks left in it, so if you guys haven't been down there, you better skedaddle.
Skedaddle.
Yeah, because there's not much time left. And I believe if you go to Inside Out Productions website, and SantaFeBandstand.org, I think, also is somewhere you can find out the schedule. Doc Watson versus the Vampires. This is the final weekend of Robert Naughton, Matt Sanford's comedy.
Yes.
Over there at Warehouse 21. I was supposed to go tonight, but I have other stuff going on, so I'm going to try and make it tomorrow. But it's the last weekend. It's at Warehouse 21. I'm hearing good things about it. It's a Robert Knott and Matt Sanford play, so you know there's going to be lots of pratfalls and there's going to be some adult innuendo that maybe they're asking kids that are sort of under 13 not to go.
Yeah. Adult innuendo that's so goofball that it becomes a family show, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think they're just being sensitive, you know.
Yeah, because children under 13 have never been exposed to any adult innuendo.
No, never.
Because they don't watch South Park.
No, or the news.
or the news.
This is one of the things that I'm in a food mood today. So, there's two things. The first is the Spanish Table. This is sort of part of Spanish Market, but there's going to be a sausage sampling and a lecture on curing sausage by Robert Fettig and music by flamenco guitarist Joaquin Gallegos at noon on today. I believe that's today. I might have to go over there and get some free sausage.
Excellent.
But I also wanted to talk about the Green Gala, which I believe is tonight.
That's tonight,
that's
right.
That's tonight. Grow Santa Fe Community College Foundation is celebrating the green building trend. There's going to be entertainment by Wise Fool, music by Lumbre de Sol Trio, Phoenix Avalon, and Rich Janis. There's going to be locally grown food. There's going to be awards and demonstrations. This is at the Trades and Advanced Technology Center, which is this great, great building.
Great big building.
Yeah.
With lots of green stuff going on.
Gosh, that chai smells good. If you can find out more information by calling 428-1175 or just show up. And that's from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight over there at the Santa Fe Community College.
The part where he said, gosh, that chai smells good, that's not related to the Green Gala.
Right. Okay. No, it's a stream of consciousness thing.
It's related to the hot beverage sitting on my table.
Here
in the Santa Fe Baking Company.
That's right. New art. I don't know whose art it is, but...
It doesn't say. All right.
But it's nice. Anyway.
It is nice. A lot of abstract... A lot of abstract art.
There's tons of theater going on. There's the Chicago Santa Fe Performing Arts Teen Ensemble is presenting the musical at the Armory for the Arts. This is also the final weekend for that. If you call the box office at 984-1370, you can find out showtimes. The Wizard of Oz, Pandemonium Productions, Pandemonium Players present the musical at the James A. Little Theater. There's a performance tonight at 7 p.m. This is the final weekend for that. If you call 982-3327, you can find more dates. And, golly, Busy McCarroll and the Ambassadors of Pleasure are playing out at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange in El Dorado on Saturday night. And, gosh, there's all kinds of just great music, local and visiting, as always. You know, everyone is mourning the death of Corazon, and it is really sad.
It is indeed.
That place is gone. But just because it's gone doesn't mean you sit at home and lament the fact that it's gone. You have to get out there and go to places and watch music, and also tell the people, the managers and the owners and the bookers, people that are booking the bands, that what kind of music you would like to see. Because unless you say that, complaining at home isn't going to do anything to help the situation.
That is so true.
I know everyone gets tired of seeing the same bands in the same bar on the same night, week after week after week after week. But you know what? They're steady gigs and people love them. So if people want the music scene to be as vibrant as it was when Corazon was around, you got to speak up.
Excellent.
Anyway.
Good point.
That's my preaching for the day.
Monday, August 11th, at the Lensic, an evening with New York's brightest young stars, presented by Stars Never Fade Productions and... Ellie Dane, soprano, and Spencer Meyer, pianist, featuring operatic arias of the music of Franz Liszt.
Ah.
Who knew?
Who knew? On Saturday, Celebrity Legends in Drag, Star Search. This is your chance, folks. This is your chance. Toolbox Cabaret performers audition of new talent. So there's going to be audition of new drag talent. At 8:30 p.m. at the Silver Starlight Lounge over there at Rainbow Vision Santa Fe on Rodeo Road. It's 8:30 p.m. on Saturday. And then also on Saturday is the Kim Mackey Show and Spanish Mustang Foundation Benefit Barbecue. An art exhibit, barbecue, and horse demonstrations. This is out at Lanham Ranch, which is at 11 Arroyo Hondo Trail. Starts at 6 p.m. There's a suggested donation. And... let's see, there's going to be an auction. A portion of the proceeds benefits the Spanish Mustang Foundation. So, keeping in tune with Spanish market, we've got Spanish Mustangs, and it's for a good cause. And you know, I like barbecue.
Barbecue is good.
I like barbecue. Barbecue is good. Have you ever been to Sugar's Barbecue?
No.
In Embuto?
No, I have not.
It's awesome.
Have you ever been to the Sugar Nymphs Cafe?
You know what? We were going to go to Sugar Nymphs, but we didn't.
It's good.
Yeah. No, it's been a while. I have been up there, but you know, I was up at Ojo Caliente last weekend and wanted to stop at Sugar's because everyone had told me so much about it. I'd never stopped before, and I'm a barbecue whore.
Whatever you got to do.
Yeah. So, what else is happening, Mary Charlotte? We've got Charlie Christian, Electrifying Swing, the Charlie Christian Project with trumpeter Bobby Shue, drummer Cal Haynes. Let's see, bassist Michael Patton and guitarist Michael Anthony are performing at 4 p.m. on Sunday at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living on Camino de los Marques. Tickets are at the door. Call 989-1088 to find out more information about that show.
And I just got an announcement right now in email, Santa Fe Artist Market every Saturday from 8 to 2 across from the Farmer's Market right by Site Santa Fe.
Oh, yes. Yes. That market seems to get bigger every year. Is that just during market? Is that just during the
Farmer's
Market?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's, well, 8 to 2, is that? No, because the farmer's market is, ends at noon.
Yeah.
Which is why I never go, because I'm not up in time.
So if they had the farmer's market on Fridays...
Yeah, that's true.
If they could just move everything around to Friday for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just move it so I can go right after the show. That'd be good.
That'd be awesome. Thanks. Thanks for doing that. rapper Abstract Rude is going to be out at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill on Thursday at 7 p.m. Tickets are available through ticketssantafe.org. And they're doing a lot of all-ages shows out there, which I think is fantastic.
Hey, let's not forget about movies.
Movies.
You know what?
Last week
we were talking about the movie Beginners, and I forgot to mention that one of the main characters in that movie is a Jack Russell Terrier. And he really is one of the main characters in the movie. He has a name, he has lines, he has subtitles that explain what he's saying. That makes it all in itself a really good movie. I don't know if it's still playing.
What movie is this?
Beginners. The
Christopher Plummer.
Christopher Plummer movie.
Yeah, it's still running.
Okay. Well, if you like small dogs, you should go just for that.
Yeah. Well, what have we got? We've got Cowboys and Aliens this weekend. We've got The Names of Love, which is...
Well...
Where's that? Oh, The Names of Love is playing at the Screen. Rejoice and Shout, which is this great gospel music doc, is at CCA Cinematheque. Laurel Gladden reviewed it in today's Boss at Sampo.
Oh, good. And on Sunday at 11 o'clock, CCA Performance Series in high definition, Bizet's Carmen.
Yes. Oh, yes, that's true. Yes. I think that's all that's opening. The Smurfs.
And, of course, Buck is playing four times a day from now until the end of time. But it's a good movie.
But it's a really good movie.
It's time to go. Buck is, by the way, playing at the CCA. We didn't get to the Screen, but, ladies and gentlemen, always check out the Screen because they have wonderful movies there. That's on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with us every Friday just about speaking of the arts. And he is with the Paso Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And we are streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona during the middle Brazilian hour from 10 to 11. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. That was a mouthful.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, they're reopening the Pecos National Forest. So if you want to go out, you can go out. Make sure you call and figure out when.
And keep praying for rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Except during Spanish Market. And
contemporary
Hispanic Market.
Right. Well, have a great weekend, Rob DeWalt. And
you
have
too?
A great weekend, all of our listeners out in Radio Land.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.